Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Wednesday?
Who's your Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday morning here in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
66 degrees right now. Looks like a little bit of rain's going to fall. Rain on me until around 11 o'clock this morning. Cloudy the rest of the day, but we're going to be around 66 all day long.
All right.
Yesterday, the hottest election day of all time in our area.
Was it really?
Hit 81.
God damn.
In November.
I know.
If you are just getting up this morning, it has just been called by all of the major news outlets. Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States of America. He joins Grover Cleveland, New York's own Grover Cleveland, as the second president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
Oh.
As long as everything plays out the way that they're assuming it was. However, Grover Cleveland does remain the only U.S. president to share a name with a Muppet.
Okay. And he was a... Wasn't he a big old fat boy?
Yeah, but I mean, most presidents back then were big old
fat
boys.
They were all portly.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I'm on Grover Cleveland's Wikipedia page this morning. And like, if you go to an NFL player's Wikipedia page, it's got a height and weight.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that for presidents?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because you know what's funny is he is a big old fat. He probably weighed like 197 pounds.
But the camera adds 100 pounds.
Well, just like what a big old fat boy was in 1889 versus like today.
Yeah, true,
you know what I'm saying? He was a rotund man at 5'8", 190 pounds.
Full of potatoes.
So how late did you guys stay up watching the returns?
Well, actually, not that late. I caught the early set, 2:30, when I got up.
Okay, so you caught it around the back end this morning. Kimmy, how late did you stay up?
I didn't even bother following it. I figured you're not really going to know until the morning anyways.
Okay. And it's funny, too. Like, right when we got up is when everything started to come into picture, clear picture here. So I inadvertently made one of the worst mistakes of my life last
What'd
night.
You do?
So we talked at the end of the show yesterday about how 1 in 10 Americans said they were going to go to a watch party for the election. And we had said how, you know, either that's going to be awesome or it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be a funeral.
Yeah, depending on who breaks for who. Mm. And we've also talked on the show before, if you're a break room listener, you know, we don't want to talk politics.
No.
I don't want to talk about your politician and my politician and how we feel and all these things. I want to avoid all of them. So last night, my oldest has hockey practice.
All right.
And she's got a 2-hour hockey practice. She's on the ice for an hour. They got off ice for an hour. So I bring my laptop and I'm going to get work for the show done at the rink. So I go into the bar and I sit down and the bar is packed for some reason.
Yeah.
And on every TV... The election returns.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're covering the election.
Well, everybody was,
I did not think that through.
Oh.
So I am now in a bar. I'm in a bar for 2 hours.
Surrounded.
With nowhere to go. There are some people wearing political candidate t-shirts.
Were they watching
around.
It or were they just drinking?
No, they're watching. Everyone's talking. I can see some conversation starting
that
to get
like
animated.
That sounds like a fun conversation with a stranger.
With alcohol.
2 hours, right? So I had my AirPods with me.
Yeah.
So I pop my AirPods in because they have like noise reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It didn't help. No. I can still hear the conversations happening. So now I'm trying to find like soft music to like play.
Oh, jazz.
To like, well, no.
That you mock.
Well, no, I'm not a bitch. I didn't go with jazz. Didn't go with jazz. I'm not a bitch.
I can't concentrate and listen to music at the same time.
I'm the same thing.
I can't like think or type or anything. I don't know how people do it. But
you go instrumental.
Well, no, you don't go instrumental.
Well, yeah, because that's
what am I, in an elevator?
Yeah, but you could think. It's very soothing.
Okay, if there's one person I'm not going to go to with advice on how to think, it's you.
You talking about Grover Cleveland?
Yeah.
Check out Grover Washington Jr.
The first
smooth jazz.
First jazz artist to have two non-consecutive number one albums.
Full of potatoes.
Also only jazz artist ever named after a Muppet.
Yes.
Except for Elmo Washington. So, no, Kimmy, to your point, I'm the same way. So I'm trying to think of, like, what's the, like, softest music I can put on low just to drown out the noise?
What's that, Yacht Rock?
Okay. Yeah, no, I like Yacht Rock, so I'm going to get into it. But I have, so then my wife, I have Spotify. My wife is working out while I'm at the rink. Mm. She won't let me pay for a separate Spotify account.
So you get bumped?
Exactly. So I'm bumped off the Spotify. So I got to go what I got on my phone.
Where'd you go?
And
with?
I've got a bunch of Bob Dylan. So I'm like, okay, that's soft enough where it'll be okay. So I put it on. But then I realize the worst thing to listen to on a political night, right, the word is Bob Dylan.
Yeah,
it's like, oh,
yeah, social commentary. Yeah.
This will get me away from politics. I was in hell. I was in hell to the point where I just abandoned trying to do work on the show and like Ali for the night, sticking and moving, standing in a spot for 30 seconds. Somebody, hey, yeah, good to see it. Move it over here. Right. Hey, yeah, good to see it. Move it over here. Because I wanted no part of it. I wanted no part of getting stuck in that situation.
Yeah, there's no way you could get away from it last night.
Well, if you were in your house, like
but that's different.
Yeah.
As soon as I got home, I popped the Sabres game on. I put my phone like underneath my seat.
I was
going
to say, but even
machine.
If you're in your house, you have to hide your phone from yourself.
I did. Yeah. I did. I took my wife. I like we had a conversation. I'm like, we're not going to know. You don't want to do this.
Right.
Just put your phone away. We'll watch the Sabres for a little while. Big Sabres win last night.
We got that, buddy.
How's that going
Crushed
for you?
Them.
Just gave them Wisconsin too. No, like it got me thinking.
What's that?
Because you know, like. People eat out more than they ever have in the past.
Sure.
Easy, cheap, whatever. Okay. Well, easy. You couldn't go to a restaurant last night without being bombarded by that.
I don't know.
Any restaurant with a television was going to have that on in the background.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm trying to think like, I guess any, well, first of all, any sports bars would have all the games on.
I was in a sports bar last night.
Other than the Sabres, I don't even know what would have been
NBA?
On last night.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know how many folks
early
are
early seasons.
Yeah.
College basketball hasn't started yet.
No. But yeah, you're not going out to a bar to watch, you know, game 7 Knicks.
Yeah. Or like you'll get like a replay of like the World Series from 1995.
Exactly, right? So like there was nowhere you could have gone outside of your house last night that had a screen where you weren't going to be bombarded with one, what was happening, and two, people in that room that wanted to talk to you about what was happening.
Yeah, so you stay home.
Well, but it's funny, like we had a discussion yesterday about, I think it was during the, one of the big Google searches over the weekend was, can my husband find out who I voted for? And we talked about, would you be bothered if you found out your spouse voted in a way that you didn't anticipate? Mm. And you had said in a very profound moment that we as Americans should be able to have political discussion and disagree with each other and discourse. And you were right.
Yeah.
And then I got in that situation last
night. What happened?
That was the stupidest thing you've ever said.
You didn't tell
him
what I said?
That was the stupidest thing you've ever said. It was like I was on fire. I wanted to know. And like looking at the people that wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you want to do that? Like what do you get out of it?
I don't know. Like because I can remember like my father, like he had friends on the other side of the political scale.
Okay.
That were his buddies.
Sure, sure, sure.
And they would bust each other's balls and call each other stupid, but they were still buddies.
But your dad, you've also said on the show that your dad hated all of his buddies.
Right, but he was also buddies with them.
No, but that doesn't make sense.
But like they didn't, but they could still sit together and have a drink.
Okay.
You know, like my father was a real, basically didn't like anybody but Southern Italians. But he had Jewish friends,
Can we talk about? He was the only Southern Italian that existed in America at the time.
Yes.
You know how many Florida Italians?
No, I mean not. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Southern like, Italy. Gotcha.
I'm sorry, Sicilians.
I'm sorry. Okay.
He didn't even like Northern Italians. But like I mean, they kind of hung out together though. But like he would always say, well, he's one of the good ones.
Sure.
You know.
No, like, don't get me wrong. I have no problem spending time with
people
that have different ideas. Yeah. I just don't want to have that discussion because I don't...
It gets heated.
And it's not even a heated thing.
Yeah.
I know you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm not a political scientist. I don't know what I'm talking about. Right. And it's not like having these discussions is going to solve anything.
It doesn't change anybody's mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're both going to walk away having the same idea. The only risk we're taking is raising the temperature.
Right. And that's going to happen.
Exactly. So what are we doing here? Yeah. And why you would want to walk around a hockey rink bar last night while your kids on the other side of practice talking politics. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch a deep political thing while I'm at a bar drinking.
It was nuts. I mean, look,
that's why you go to a bar and drink.
They do cover it like a sporting event now.
Yeah.
Talking about the election returns coming in last night, I made a really stupid error in going to my daughter's hockey practice for 2 hours, sitting in the bar. When I got there, it's jam-packed full of people. Everyone's drinking and the election returns are on and people want to talk about politics. What I found funny about last night in every political presidential election, mostly, is Kimmy, like we were saying, they cover it like a sporting event, right? There's a scoreboard.
There's a telestrator now. There's a dais of people breaking it down.
Like last night, I'm watching the TV. I'm just glancing up every once in a while, you know, to keep abreast of the situation. And it's like, oh, North Carolina's closed. And it shows this massive gap between the two candidates. And I'm like, holy crap. And it's 2% reporting.
Mm.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What is the point of 2%?
Yes.
There are literally 98% of the vote.
Yeah.
Almost 100% of the votes have not come in. There is no purpose in showing me what 2% of the votes looks
like. But, you know, they're on all night, so what are they going to do?
Well, here's what you do. What do you do. Just give me the news. No, because, like, here's the thing.
But they bought all the big backdrops and everything. We bought all
this technology they got to put to use.
70 flags back here. And 40 people talking at once.
No, because like if I watch a Bills game, right? If the Bills, like we'll use the Dolphins game the other day for an example, right? The game gets tied up. Jaylen Waddle catches a touchdown pass. And now Josh Allen has, what, 3.5 minutes to go down the field and win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Josh Allen is either going to win that game or he's going to lose that game. But the decision he makes in that last 4 minutes on that drive will decide what happens in that game. Mm. Why it's stupid to cover politics that way, it's already done.
Yeah.
It's not like if at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, one of the candidates is down, like, you know, 30 electoral votes. Like, all of a sudden, they can, all right, guys, we're going to run a two-minute drill. We got one timeout. We got 40 yards to get in a field goal. Right? It's over already.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a scoreboard. It's already done.
But it's, I don't know how much you would do it, though.
You
to keep
wait.
People, like, to keep people watching.
No, but that's what I mean. Don't do that. Don't. Do that, because maybe, just maybe, the difference between what your father and his friends were able to do and the situation we live in now is it's more competitive today because we're subconsciously looking at these elections like a sporting
event. Like a game.
Because if you watch NFL Fox Sunday or CBS Sunday or ESPN, or you watch any of the broadcasts last night, it's the same structure.
Yeah.
You got five people at a desk. Two of them used to be politicians. One of them is like the analytical nerd. You got a guy at a touchscreen who's going to tell you how the playoff races or the electoral college votes are going to break out. It's the same thing. That ain't right. Just wait until it's over and then tell us.
All right.
No? Am I wrong?
I don't see it changing.
Okay, obviously, because it makes money the way that they're doing it.
Right.
It's just like frustrating.
Yeah, I understand. But you like sports.
I like sports. I understand that some things are more important than sports.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You shouldn't cover the election of the leader of a free world like a Rams-Seahawks game. Is that a fair statement? Is that a fair statement? Like, this weekend, Joe Flacco shouldn't have the same smoke as a presidential candidate the way they talk about him on a desk going up against a Bills defense that may be banged up. You know what I mean? You never hear, like, oh, the Secretary of State's got a wrist injury. We're going to see if he can pull through. Kimmy, did you check right when you woke up, or did you wait till you got into work?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, usually the first thing I do when I wake up is I scroll a little bit on my phone. So, even if I wanted to avoid it, it was right there. You know, so it's like at the top of everything right now.
But that's the most interesting part, is they go through the whole night and you got all this coverage. Yeah. They started the coverage at 4 o'clock last night. The first polls in America, other than in that one New Hampshire town, didn't close until 6.
Yeah. So it just starts rolling in late.
But the majority of people that watched the returns last night weren't even awake to see who won.
Yeah.
in those places. You got up, you rolled over, you checked your phone, and that's how you figured out who the president's going to be.
Yeah.
So it's all pointless anyway. It's like watching the first 3.5 quarters of a Bills game. Go, I'll see what happened tomorrow.
I'll get the highlights.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, morning after election, rough could be work today with your work can be rough today with your coworkers.
Oh, sure.
Depending on how it went. But forget the election. You want respect from your coworkers every day.
Yeah.
But how do you do it, Tommy? I got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we do any of it.
Well, the good news, well, that's just it. The good news is I have three ways where you can earn the respect of your coworkers easy.
And change.
Yeah. The bad news is we have, based on this, no respect from anyone we work with.
So we're a zilcho.
You're hanging out in the break room. Just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. In front of me, Tommy.
What you got?
I have from employment experts. So take that for what it's worth.
All right.
Quote, three keys to earning your coworkers' respect.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it's really quite simple. One, give. Be generous with your time and knowledge. Praise other people's efforts. Take time to offer good feedback and give other people your respect.
So be positive.
You got it. Two, resist. Resist the temptation to gossip about coworkers. Don't get roped into being negative. Resist taking credit for stuff, even when it's deserved. Be modest instead. Talk about how it was a group effort. They'll still know you deserve the credit. They'll just respect you for resisting.
All right.
Three, exude. Exude professionalism, which includes not being late, being open, honest, and transparent. Exude confidence, collaborate, be accountable for your own mistakes, be authentic. When people know they're getting the real you, they can respect you for it. So the good news here, these are not complicated ideas.
No.
They're all very simple things to do. The bad news for us, we don't get any of those in our room.
We do that second one really bad.
Resist?
The gossip.
Yeah.
And tearing down others.
Okay, no, like, if we talk about, like, us personally in this room, right? We don't give our time to anyone we work with.
No.
Ever.
No.
Okay. All we do is talk about people behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
And
even people we like.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of being in the club.
Well, why leave them out?
And we are the least professional people, maybe, on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That being said, if you were to find these three traits in fellow coworkers, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, give, resist, and exude. Would that make you respect that other coworker?
Well, I mean, I guess you'd like having them around because they're pleasant.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're positive. So
yeah.
I guess you wouldn't mind seeing them coming around.
So is that respect?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to run into a me.
So why are you a you then?
I mean, me because that's how I came out of my mama.
Okay. Again, no, it's not.
I came out of a very negative woman. I was birthed by negativity. I was weaned on sour milk.
No, the fact that you're 5'5 is from your mother. The fact that you have that hairline is from your mother.
She was a vicious woman.
You have the ability to look around at what you do and change it.
Yeah.
No?
I'm very comfortable being what I am. Very morose. Is that what I am? Is that a word?
Why are you asking me, man? Morose?
Sounds right.
Wasn't he the leader of the lead singer of the Smiths?
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Give, resist, exude. If you had a coworker exhibiting these traits to you, does that automatically earn your respect?
I respect that person. I don't really want to be around that person.
Really?
Because at some point I'm going to say something negative. I'm going to want to gossip. I'm going to want to chat. And I know that person's going to judge me for doing those
things.
No,
but it sounds like they don't judge you.
Yeah, but if they're a very positive person, I'd feel uncomfortable like bringing down their day.
Oh. Okay. Look, I get what you're saying, and I get the gossiping.
Like, I don't think we'd be on the same... It'd be hard to have a conversation.
Okay.
Because I think I'm just too negative.
Look, I know we talked the other day about not gossiping at work and how you don't trust the person that doesn't complain, right? Right. People were complaining less at work. That was the study because they were afraid to, right? But at the same time, there are people you work with, and I think we've all had this experience at some job we've had in our lives, that are just so positive... Mm. You want to be around them.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, they're almost adorable.
They draw you in with their positivity. They're you can feel they're a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I want to say negative stuff to those kind of people because I don't want to bring them down.
And I don't want to waste my good gossip on them either. Like, if I got some good stuff, I'm not blowing it on positive person. I'll wait till you two show up.
Okay. Maybe I was picturing a different kind of positive person because you're right. I think that there are just very... genuine, kind people that are just always positive outside, inside, at work, outside of work, all
the
time.
We got them here. Yeah.
There are also those people that just...
Wait, where?
We got three really positive, adorable people.
Don't call a man adorable. That's demeaning.
Oh, they ain't no dudes. They're all chicks.
But then there are people... Okay,
yeah. That's also demeaning, by the way. It's a grown-ass woman. You're adorable, grown woman.
That's a great way. I would love to be called adorable once in my life.
You would walk up to a female coworker, grown female coworker, and call her adorable.
I wouldn't say it to her face.
Okay, so that means it's demeaning.
But then there are people who just project that positivity because they feel like you should feel like that too.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
It's almost like more of like like an ass kisser. Mm. You know, like they're doing it because they feel like they, you know, they want people to notice.
Okay, so everything that happens here has to be genuine for you to respect.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The three keys to owning your coworkers' respect, earning your coworkers' respect, according to these work experts. One, give, be generous with your time and knowledge. Two, resist the temptation to gossip about coworkers. Three, exude professionalism. If those three things.
Yeah.
Don't bring upon respect from a coworker. What do you have to see in a coworker to respect them? Is there something that we are missing here where you could see something and immediately go, I respect them? Outside of those three things. Because I think there's one big thing that's missing.
What would that... I can't even... Like, then I would go, wow, that's a... I really have my respect.
I cannot respect a coworker that wouldn't do something that they asked me to do.
Okay.
Oh, like don't ask me to do something you wouldn't. Okay.
That makes sense.
Like, I mean, that's what makes a good boss, right? Yeah. Like the best bosses in the world would never ask you to do something that they themselves wouldn't also do.
Or have had to do in the past.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've all had those bosses before where it's like, this is beneath me. Yeah. You handle this. That.
And they couldn't tell you how to do it because they don't know either.
So a condescending kind of guy.
But I mean, is that condescending?
Well, it kind of is. Yeah, like if you're not. You're making me do it. You've never done it and would never do it. You're looking down on me.
You got it. Yeah, I guess you're right when you put it that way. But yeah, I mean, if you're willing to do everything that I am doing and you're not going to act like something is beneath you, yeah, I respect you.
But that's pretty rare in bosses.
But I mean, even in coworkers, it doesn't happen all the time because amongst level people at your job, there are still those folks that have been around longer, that feel that they know more, that feel that they're more valuable, that like put themselves in that not a boss, but I'm going to boss people around position. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's just my... That's just my...
We had some of those people here.
We have one now.
No, that guy retired.
Oh, wait, when? When are you gone? Did you leave?
What are you talking about?
Hey, Kimmy, do I have any commercials I got to do? You record them in a
Hey, Kimmy, what's my password?
Yeah, what is my password?
I don't know.
They keep asking me for a new password.
So put in a new password.
No, every 90 days, you got to reinvent the wheel around here.
Is that your password, reinvent the wheel?
Yes.
You got to email it to everybody in the company again?
I'm running out of, like, names.
So, you know, the funniest thing about this whole idea of earning your coworkers' respect, work relationships, depending on what you do and the people you work with, can be one of the hardest things to manage.
Yeah.
Right? Like, with your spouse or your kids, there's going to be rocky roads, and sometimes, you know, those relationships end, but at the end of the day, you love each other, right? And you can have sex with your spouse.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Mm. You can't have sex with your coworkers.
No. Well, you could if everybody's on board.
There are people who will leave really good jobs because of office politics.
Yeah.
But when you stand back and look at what it would take for your coworkers to respect you, it's not hard at all.
No, but you have to think about it all the time, especially if it goes against your grain.
So that's what's funny. Right. I agree with you when you say you have to think about it all the time. But in this moment, we're realizing it's only because we're not naturally good people.
Right. Yeah, but I mean,
because there are people that don't have to think about it. They just live their lives by giving with their time and knowledge, resisting to gossip about people, and exuding professionalism. Yeah. We don't do any of those things naturally.
I don't.
You dress like it.
I'm a very negative person. But I know that. I think that's healthy.
No.
No, healthy in knowing that I am what I am.
You're saying it's healthy to be self-aware.
No, but part of being self-aware is also changing what you're doing.
No. Why is that?
I think the first step is realizing who you are.
Okay.
And then we get to the next
first step. Like, you can't just take one step and be like, well, journey's done. Shortest journey
That's
ever.
That's one step more than most people.
Don't give him credit for knowing he's bad and not changing.
Every journey begins with a first step.
Okay. How long is this
and
journey?
Now I'm done.
You made it 6 decades on this planet. When's the second step coming? 130?
You don't need it. Second steps are so overrated.
See what I mean, man?
If you've taken one step, you've taken them all.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bob. We had asked what you would need to see in another coworker for respect.
Bob got to say?
Bob says, the second someone buys me lunch, I respect them. Of course, I'm going to reciprocate, but the fact that they made the first move and are laying themselves out there tells me they want to have a relationship, whether it be professional or personal.
All you got to do is throw Bob a sandwich and he's in?
I think that does go a long way.
All right.
No? You guys disagree?
So they take you out to lunch.
Well, if somebody, let's say you're going out to lunch. Hey, you want to go grab lunch? Hey, I got this one. Don't worry about it.
I'll take it. I don't know how far that goes, though.
That wouldn't earn your respect? On the same level. Not your boss, where you'd expect lunch
to
be bought.
No, because now I owe him. It's almost like he's trying to one-up me.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think a lot of people would go in thinking, though.
So, he's going to ask me.
You don't think I can afford this?
No, I'm thinking he's going to ask me to do something.
Oh.
Because he bought me a lousy $4 sandwich, and he's going to want me to bust my ass or cover his ass for it.
How are you so cynical?
But I think that's how human nature works. It's cynical.
Yeah, because, like, Tommy, we know a guy who will never let you pay, so you can never get him back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. He says Kimmy was never offered to pay for anything in her life.
She ain't God.
But that's what I mean. I love how, but, like, Kimmy, two hands in her pockets, is going to sit here and be like, oh, he never lets me pay for anything.
You don't. Yeah. You don't let anybody pay.
Hey,
we've gone out to group lunches, and nope. Put your money back.
Sure. Hey, let me ask a question.
You can't tell me that's not a power move.
Can I ask a question?
What's that?
Well, just can we have a personal conversation real quick?
Yeah. Because
I didn't make it to the Bills game on Sunday. My daughter had a hockey tournament, and I had my tickets. I didn't have anyone anything to do with.
Would you sell them?
Well, no, I didn't sell them. I gave them to Kimmy.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. You offered.
It's Wednesday.
And I said, let me give you money for that.
And I said,
no,
I would never, ever, ever accept anything from you. Mm. The class thing to do.
Look at this.
What you tell me. You tell me what the class thing to do would have been.
I guess, tighten you up with a little gift. Like something.
Hey, it's almost Christmas time. It's coming.
Yeah, but that'd be a Christmas gift.
Yeah, that's called a gift for Christmas.
No, it's kind of both.
Don't you dare sit here and be like, you never let me pay for anything, and you get my Bills tickets, and I don't want anything. But you didn't do a damn thing Monday morning.
But I know you're just going to give it back to me. I don't want to play this back and forth game.
But I will say this. Like, giving you a gift is a waste of time.
Me?
Yeah. Because I've given you things you've never touched that are still in your house.
Wait, you're sitting next to a gift I gave you that you didn't open, by the
way. No, I'm saying him.
No, I know.
What?
I went to Cleveland.
Oh, don't hold.
And found you.
This is a circular firing squad.
You didn't go to Cleveland for that.
If you are watching the live stream, I am holding a Gump Worsley hockey card from 1972.
It was with the North Stars. That's when I saw him in Atlanta.
Yeah. So Tommy tells this story every time we talk about hockey. Well, I was in Atlanta in military school.
The Atlanta Flames, baby. The Omni. I was there.
Gump Worsley. If you can see it on the live stream, he's the oldest man that ever lived. This man is not an athlete. Mm. While I was in Cleveland at the National Sports Collectors Convention, I went out of my way, and I spent $3, still got the price tag in the back of it, and tore through all these books to find this as a nice joke. And now it lives on my desk because you don't care.
So I can look at it.
My ass! Don't you tell me about gifts, pointless, etc. I hate all of you.
All right.
It is so hard to get the respect of your coworkers. Let's take a break.
All right.
It's amazing this is not a daily story.
Oh, what happened?
Well, these places are awfully nonchalant about stuff that's already been paid for.
Okay.
And I know, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
with you and I at certain points in our lives, and most people listening,
yeah,
our lunch would have been free every single day.
Really?
If we had access to this.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Canandaigua.
What happened?
A 58-year-old man has been arrested after police say he entered a restaurant and stole a takeout order that was on the counter.
Oh.
Not only did he make it out of the restaurant, he made it to his car and he took off.
So a lot of times that stuff's just sitting like in a special area, right?
Special area. It's out in the open. It's like right there.
So how do they know? Because nobody checks on that stuff. When I'm at the coffee shop, people just walk in, grab their coffee, and walk out.
Which is why this guy did what he did, it seems. According
but how
to
did he get nailed?
Well, the police must have noticed because they called the cops. Authorities say they stopped him a short time later on 5 and 20.
Okay.
Wait, he was in his car?
Yes. He had gotten out.
You know he ate half of it already.
I was
going
to say, I wonder how much of it was gone.
Oh, he had to be like a dog on a ham.
Oh, so do you have that burrito? It's all over his face. No. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
What do you think that meal was worth that he stole?
So does it say where it was at?
It does not say the name of the restaurant.
Let's say it had to be a casual dining, right?
$20, you think?
Tops.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm guessing it was one bag, right? No, you're not grabbing multiple things.
Well, I don't know.
A delicious $20 bag.
Look, if this guy's guilty, he broke the law, punish him, whatever. But he had to think with what was at stake. Mm-hmm. As soon as his wheels started moving.
I don't think you think you're getting chased down for it, at
Thank
least.
You. Yeah. Like, the right. cops ain't going to run a stolen burrito, yeah. right? Wrong, yeah. bitch! How'd you like to be that cop, too? Freeze! Put down the burrito!
Or what's left of it.
Look, you went through the academy, you wanted to be a cop, you're going to change the world, you're running down a guy who took half a sandwich from Panera. So the man was arrested. He was charged with petty larceny. He's got a court date coming up. And I think the question in this discussion is very simple.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. How does this not happen on a daily basis?
It has to.
All the time. Even picking up pizzas sometimes, you know how they're like, what's the name? If you pay ahead of time, they just hand it over. Like, they never ask you any follow-up questions other than what's the name on the order.
Well, especially if it's busy.
What was your kindergarten teacher's last name?
Well, I don't know, like, I don't know. I guess I could just guess a name and see what pizza they hand me.
Well, the pizza one's tougher. Like, what Tommy was saying with the restaurants, like, every restaurant you walk into now, they have the food out and waiting.
It's just on a table.
And during lunch and dinner time, it is loaded up.
People just walk in and grab. And, like, nobody asks any. Last time we flew to see my brother, we're at the airport, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I'm going to go in and get a coffee. And the place is slam. And they're just popping cups out there. People just walking up, oh, hey, sandwiches, whatever. Nobody checks anything. Man, I could have had like 4 delicious breakfast sandwiches. I could have eaten one while I'm waiting for my coffee. It just stood there still. They don't know.
Well, but here's the thing. The employees at these places, they only hire enough people to do
the actual
job.
Right, there's nobody monitoring it.
But on the other side of it, when I was standing there, like it was a Starbucks.
Okay.
And they would call, you know, Karen, like she's not even listening. And finally somebody looks up to the front, oh, it's me. Like, I could have just walked up and ate your sandwich.
You were going to be Karen.
I don't care.
Karen, yeah, I'm Karen. Hi, I'm Karen.
Nobody looks. She just shouts out a name and just keeps making coffee.
Well, with any of those mobile orders, too.
Yeah.
That's
all. Yeah, all that stuff.
We've established how easy it would be to steal lunch.
Oh, man.
So what does it say about us as a society that there isn't one of these stories every single day?
I guess we're good people.
Unless there is, and usually businesses are just like, okay, we'll make you a new one. Because, I mean, there may be times when somebody accidentally takes the wrong order or something.
Yeah.
You know, not even meaning to steal it. It could just happen a lot naturally. So somebody might think, oh, somebody took the wrong order. Let's make you a new one.
Yeah, but you would think if it happens enough, like restaurants would have to start doing something to change it. And they haven't. So maybe it's not happening.
Because it's so convenient to just walk up and grab your food and screw.
Well, also, if you're a thief, very convenient.
Bro, if I was on the road as a busted ass.
So let's talk about, hold on. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 58-year-old man in Canandaigua who was arrested after police say he entered a restaurant and stole a takeout order that was on the counter. He got into his car and took off. Authorities stopped him a short time later on 5 and 20. He's been charged with petty larceny. So if you listen to the show, you know there was a man who was just trying to make it as a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb threats in every club that he played, and that was just his act. And how much were you living on per day when you were on the road?
$3.
For $3 a day, you could feed this underperforming.
I was skinnier than the kids in those ads. I think I weighed around 128 pounds, and I had a 28-inch waist as a adult man. I was skinnier than a jockey.
My thigh is wider than 28 inches.
I know.
thank God this didn't exist when we were doing comedy.
Oh, bro. And I would have risked it because I was so goddamn hungry.
Well, but it doesn't even seem like a risk because, again, like, this is the first guy we've ever heard of getting arrested for it. And we were going through towns, like, towns we didn't live in.
And left. Yes. Like, we left.
Goodbye. Burrito's mine.
Yeah, within an hour, I'm far away.
Bro, I'm with you, man. There would have been times, and if I was in some town in the Midwest where I would have been sprinting out of Chipotle with my mystery dinner.
You would have to pick the right place to do this at, though, because something like a burrito, sure, you could grab any burrito and it would be fine to eat, but like there may be some places that have very specific orders where you're just like, bleh, what the hell is this?
Can you give me an example?
So, like, let's say you're not somebody that can handle a lot of heat in your food.
That is a burrito place.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, there are, like, spicier foods out there where you might take a bite of that thing and, you know, regret it instantly.
There's very few foods I don't like.
Really? Because you eat like a bird.
I know, I do now, but when I was fat, there was very few foods I said, oh, I hate that. Was you the same way, right?
No, I couldn't. Back in the day, I really couldn't do spicy. I mean, I can't now, but I'll, like, work through it.
Yeah. Well, but you're not a fish guy.
No. Yeah. I tell your mom, when I was done with your mom, that was the end of that. Yeah. It's like a hell of a bit down there.
But she kept going back.
Well, I mean, she kept asking. What are we going to do? Be rude? Free lunch.
Yeah, like, what? You hate olives. What if somebody's like, extra olives on that bowl?
No, I mean, that's the risk here. You don't choose what you eat. Yeah. And, like, burrito would be the ultimate fear factor. Yeah, because you don't know what's in. Like, if I get a burger, I can peel the burger off. Okay,
sure.
I don't like
that. Yeah, burritos, it's a surprise.
Exactly. Even the bowl, I see everything. Like, burrito is, all right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
But I'm thinking you're going to hit the base joints, right? The burger joints, pizza joints, something like that.
That's what I mean. Like, I think
grab-and-go coffee shop. So it's going to be donuts and breakfast sandwiches and crap like that, which everybody can eat.
No, but even like a bagel shop, like, God forbid I get, like, you know, lox.
Man, if I could score some lox. That's like a $10 sandwich back in the day.
Okay,
I don't even know what it goes for now. They probably throw it at you.
Yeah, caviar sucks too. I'm not going to steal that.
Caviar does not suck.
Oh, really? How do you know?
Because I've had it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I've never had it. It just looks like it sucks.
It's delicious.
Ah, you just got Pittsburgh, man.
It's smelly fish eggs. Who doesn't want that on something?
Again, I've already done the mom joke. So is the risk here worth the reward? Because this man was arrested, but he was only charged with petty larceny.
Oh, no, it's not worth it, but...
Well, no.
It's just going to lay in
there.
No, he's
saying, like, if you get away with it, is it worth the stolen food?
The risk versus... Well, both ways, right? Like,
well, it's a very quick reward.
Yeah.
You're gonna suck that sandwich down in 2 minutes.
Sure. But can't you also make the argument that food is the greatest motivator? If you're hungry, you don't think about anything but being hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
So long term, no. Short term, yes.
Kimmy, was there ever a point in your life where you could see yourself stealing a lunch?
I don't think so. I also think I'm too picky of an eater. Like, I like, if I'm going to somewhere, I like what I like on that menu, and I really don't, it doesn't vary much.
Like, not even in college?
Maybe. But I don't know.
But you like your junk food. You like your greasy crap.
No, I do. But I'm just thinking,
what,
like, if I... If, but I don't know
husband.
How I feel about, like, a mystery order. Like, open that bag and see what I got.
You know, there are some restaurants, like, they'll take the things that they make that are mistakes, and they'll sell them at a steep discount as, like, a mystery meal.
Yeah.
Oh, where's that?
I've seen it at a couple of, like, local restaurants around here. I've always kind of wanted to try it.
Really?
Sounds like a mystery meal?
I think
meal?
You're only going to be disappointed.
Like, I think, actually, Lugia's Ice Cream, if they have mess-ups, they'll sell them as mystery ice creams.
Oh.
Out there at Spencerport?
I don't remember.
I saw it on the sign last time I was there.
Oh.
But going back to the college kid thing, it's also why it's surprising this doesn't happen in the greater Rochester area every day. Because, like, Henrietta, for example, has 30 restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And they all do left-out-to-go orders on Jefferson.
Yeah, those mobile orders.
Yeah, yeah. You also have RIT right there in Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
U of R is right around the corner from Jefferson Road.
Mm.
Most of those kids at those schools are broke.
Yeah.
None of these kids are trying this? Because it seems like a stupid kid thing to do just to kill time.
The one problem with doing that is, like, you can't go, you'd be afraid to go back in there, maybe.
Yeah, true.
Because those are your food options right there on the Jeff.
Yeah, you only have so many, you're limited.
But again, this guy did it in Canandaigua. And that's a small town.
But he also got caught.
Right. But, like, even if he didn't, let's say he walked on it, like, you may be apprehensive to go back in there just because you're a small town and you don't have many options down there.
Would you judge him based on which food he took? Because, like, there are some foods that are worth taking.
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, so he's like,
if that meal was under, like, $10, Is it worth the steal?
I'm talking type of food.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there are restaurants at Canandaigua that are really nice restaurants that'll do takeout, like places that'll make you a steak sandwich, whatever. If you found out he was taking Chinese, would you judge him? Chinese is the most affordable of all
the to-go
foods.
Yeah, but it would go a long way.
Yeah.
Only for about 10 minutes.
But you get a lot for you get a lot of Chinese food for your dollar, so that might be a really nice bag of Chinese food.
It might be your best bet.
Yeah, I would go Chinese number one.
So wait, Chinese is number one?
For me, it is. But I love Chinese food.
But it's also...
You're definitely getting more than one thing. Like, you're getting a variety. Nobody ever just ordered one meal
from... Yeah, you're probably getting three things.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Minimum.
But it's also the least expensive of all the to-go foods, right? Chinese food compared to... I mean, Chinese and Mexican are dirt cheap foods.
Like, so what are you grabbing?
I gotta go. If I'm gonna steal, I'm gonna go a little higher end.
Burger
Yeah, nicer burger though, right? Like, you know, like a gourmet burger,
like the Five Guys and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh, do they do to go like that?
I think they all.
I think
do,
everybody does. I wonder if the rise of like deliver like Uber Eats and stuff like that kind of takes away from this too. Like, I feel like I know more people that do that than actually ordering ahead and going to pick it up.
Yeah, but even in the to-go orders, like the Uber Eats to-go orders, they still sit out there, so I can just take that one.
Mm-hmm.
We got Facebook messages coming in again, talking about the story out of Canandaigua. 58-year-old man arrested after police say he entered a restaurant, took a takeout order that was on the counter, and screwed. He made it to his car, and he took off. He was pulled over on 5 and 20 for leaving,
chase his home.
Leaving with an illegal burrito. He's been charged with petty larceny. This Facebook message, I get my lunch to go 3 times a week from Chipotle. At least once a month, someone will have taken my order when I get there, but I always thought it was a mistake, but now you guys have me thinking people are stealing my lunch. Okay, you brought the mistakes up. Mistakes have to happen.
Like you grabbed the wrong order.
Yeah. Can I get arrested for a mistake?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of anyone getting arrested
because
for this until
now. Because I
guess
if it's a mistake, then technically you may have paid for a meal. You just grabbed the wrong meal.
Okay. Yeah, they got your money.
Okay,
yeah.
But like that's a workaround too, right? Because I could buy the cheapest thing on the menu, put my name in a bag, and then look for the biggest bag. And
that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're still spending, though, and you're still ordering.
True.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm not getting arrested for a mistake.
I'm going to guess they're going to give you a pass on that, but I don't know.
Brian writes this on Facebook. I ordered to go at the wrong location and didn't want to drive to Webster, so I grabbed a different order and ate that when I got home. No one stopped me, and I still go to that place on a regular basis, no problem. What a dick.
I know. You just ruined somebody's meal.
Oh, my God. My wife would be so out of her mind.
Now they have to get in line and reorder it and explain the situation, which I wonder how difficult that is. Let's say you get there and your meal's gone. Whatever you ordered, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prove to them that you already paid for something?
I would think they're going to give you another meal.
And you have it on the app. You can just show them what you ordered.
Yeah,
true.
And they want your business. So, I mean, it's a lousy bowl of rice.
They're all making minimum wage anyway working at those places. Yeah. Like, what are they going to do, fight you? Sure, here you go. You could ask them for the keys to the back. They'd probably give it to you.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.